commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Later this summer, my 8-year-old son will go to the Statue of Liberty while we're on vacation in New York. He and I will also travel to Ellis Island. He will stand in the Great Hall, where his great-great-great-grandfather first arrived in America. This is the place where my family's American journey began. Now consider the stories that are being told by some teenagers who've been picked up near the Arizona border. A young lady from Guatemala, she's 15. Her family smuggled her into Mexico to meet with a gang of coyotes who would lead her through the desert. Her family transferred $10,000 to an aunt in Mexico as payment. Some of the money was spent bribing local police, who could have locked her up and sent her back home. Now, without enough money for passage, she was told she could work off her debt by helping a drug cartel once she got to the border. As best we can tell, she was raped twice during this journey, once by the leader of a caravan of illegals and once by one of the people she was traveling with. Her final push to the U.S. border included being left in a storage shed with 20 others with no food and water, and then being stuffed in the back of a tractor trailer for a 12-hour drive. The last 2 miles would be on foot, supposedly to an area where a network of trenches and tunnels would get her into Arizona. She'd been in the U.S. for about an hour when she was picked up by the Border Patrol and now is in a holding center that resembles a prison. It's been a month now, and she's awaiting an immigration hearing. The obvious reason we don't allow unlimited numbers of undocumented immigrants into the U.S. is that language, culture, and borders are what define a nation. Without them, we wouldn't have a country. But the less talked about reason is that it's immoral to have people abused, financially, emotionally, sexually, by human traffickers. If our border was secure, if the message was that it's almost impossible to get in illegally, these thugs and creeps would be out of business. Who would give them the money and make that journey if there was no chance of success? People who arrive in this country after being exploited and treated as human cargo are never going to have a love of America. They've put themselves through unspeakable abuse just to get here, and they'll be in it for themselves to stay here and get what they can. That's much different than arriving on our shores legally and becoming a U.S. citizen. How someone's American journey begins tells us a lot about how it's likely to end up.